Yeah, you cut out in the middle of that conversation there. Anyway, yeah, those kind of radios, you know, those are just dreamland radios for me. But still, I remember when we were talking about P-25 initially and even looking at just getting a handheld for P-25. I have absolutely no use for 7, 8, or 900 megahertz bands, but I did see an APX-6 with VHF, UHF-R1, and UHF-R2, and it was $1,900, and I said, damn it, if I didn't have these financial issues, I would have maybe picked that one up, just to have an all-in-one radio, because the only VHF radio I have is my Wooks On, Wooks Off radio, and that's got 2-meter in it, but I'm slowly putting a lot of 2-meter into that, just to have a knock-around HT. But then again, my Wooks On's 8 watts, and these Motorola's are only 4 to 5 watts, so I'll stick with what I have. But, yeah, that was a nice radio that I saw. That would be perfect if I were to involve it, if I were to invest in an APX HT for sure. That's just my take on it. Sean, go ahead. I'm going to bow out. Hang on a second. I'm going to bow out, guys, and let you guys continue on because I got to get my day started. And I got to find coffee as well. So you gentlemen, continue on. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the cooler weather. Sean, enjoy your chicken. And I'll be out of here. W-8-R-C-Y.